A Mount Maunganui bakery has been forced to close for 14 days and throw out all their stock after a COVID-infected truck driver from Auckland visited twice. There are 11 new cases of COVID in the community today, all of them in Auckland. But the Ministry of Health has identified several locations of interest outside Auckland, which were visited by the driver in the past week. Hamilton's mayor says the fact the driver made multiple deliveries across the Waikato and Bay of Plenty is a wake-up call about the risks of spreading the virus to wider Aotearoa. William Ray reports.
At most locations, the ministry says people only need to monitor for symptoms, then self-isolate and get tested if any develop. But for two locations, BP Toriko in Tauranga and Upper Crust Bakery in Mount Maunganui, people are being urged to isolate immediately and seek testing. The owner of Upper Crust Bakery, John Paul Vandermeers, says that because the driver visited them twice, they've had to close completely for 14 days and he's had to throw out all his stock.
So first contact interest was on the Saturday, so that's our weekend staff, and then on Tuesday, so that's our midweek staff, so that's our whole team down.
The supermarkets the driver made deliveries to have not been identified. The Ministry of Health's Director of Public Health, Dr. Carolyn McElnay, says that's because he only visited areas which aren't accessible to the public.
The company involved has immediately stood down staff who were in close proximity to the driver and have been assessed as being contacts following a risk assessment completed by public health officials.
Dr. McElnay says the driver was wearing a mask and maintained social distance. The Mayor of Hamilton, Paula Southgate, says the incident's a reminder that COVID could reach outside Auckland despite the regional lockdown.
This is why people can't be complacent about the rules that apply to them, and they've got to take every precaution, sanitise, wear their masks, keep in their bubbles where possible.
The Tauranga City Councillor for Mount Maunganui, Steve Morris, echoed that warning.
It is a wake-up call that people who live outside of Auckland can come into contact with those that have COVID-19. And you look at cases where people have snuck through the Auckland boundary, in one case to get McDonald's and other cases to go on holidays. And it really reinforces the point, the lockdown is there for a reason.
The couple who breached the Auckland lockdown to travel to Wānaka last week have still yet to be charged. William Willis and Hannah Rawnsley left Auckland last Thursday under an essential worker exemption and flew to Queenstown via Hamilton and Wellington, where they rented a car to drive to Wānaka. They were caught by police on Saturday and later in a statement accepted what they did was irresponsible and inexcusable. Police say a thorough investigation into the incident is continuing. Meanwhile, three young men were arrested in Oakune and charged with breaching the Auckland lockdown. Two 23-year-olds and an 18-year-old are accused of misusing essential worker documentation to go skiing at Mount Ruapehu. The local DHB and iwi, Uanuku and Ngāti Rangi, have been reassured the trio posed no risk to the community. But the chair of the Uanuku Charitable Trust, Aidan Gilbert, is concerned about other lockdown escapees.
I guess there's three people that were discovered. I'm not quite sure how many more there are in our area that haven't been. So still a concern, and we're still on alert in terms of that. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is another discovery of some that have managed to, escape dodge.
And a short time ago, the Ministry of Health has updated its advice for people who visited the BP Toriko in Tauranga between 7:45am and 9:15am last Saturday. That was September 11. It says only people on the forecourt need to get tested and they must self-isolate for 5 days.